KARRV Mobile, monitoring. And ATMH Mobile. ACADG, ACADG, and ATMH Mobile, on the link system.
Hey, good morning, sir. I still heard 2,000, maintain 2,000 feet, so some things never change.
Yeah, I really don't know where I came up with that one. It just, I don't know, I just thought it was kind of funny, so I threw it on there.
Hey, it sounds like you cured the squelch tail over here on 1-9.
That one kind of comes and goes. I really should just adjust the squelch a little bit higher anyway, just so that way it doesn't do it at all. So, I'm going to do the same thing for 2-6. I set the squelch, and I was like, wow, the noise floor is a lot lower than I remember it being. But okay. I realized I set the squelch without hooking up the RF connector.
Well, hey, that's one way to reduce the noise floor. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's an easy fix. All I got to do is just remote into the computer. So the cool thing is that the repeater, the way that the squelch is done, the none of the logic on the repeater is used except for push-to-talk. So, like, carrier detect and PL detect is all done in software. So it just grabs a discriminator audio source off of the repeater, and it does, you know, all the carrier detect and everything all in software, which is kind of nice because you can adjust the squelch on the fly without having to remote into the repeater, like connect into the repeater itself. You can actually enable, so you can actually allow yourself to use two different PLs, and it'll still work just fine. It'll switch the transmit PL if you wish it to. It's kind of neat.
Hey, did I ever tell you the story about how we cured people from randomly kerchunking the repeater, kind of doing something similar to that?
Did you guys change the PL and then just didn't tell certain people, and then it would change the courtesy tone or whatever for whatever PL you were using?
No, not that, but we used the discriminator audio, and if there was low deviation, it would change the voice announcement and actually say, low deviation.
Yeah, I kind of want to do the same thing, except I would like it to look for low deviation and how short you key it, because that way, you know, say you blip it real quick, it'll say like something like kerchunk or whatever. I know there's a repeater downstate that does that, and I thought it was hilarious, and I kind of want to do the same thing.
Oh well, that would solve the same problem. I kind of like that. That actually said kerchunk. That'll be pretty funny.
I know. I thought it was pretty hilarious. Is just hearing it say kerchunk makes you want to kerchunk it? It's like this voice in your head's like, do it. But you're like, don't do it.
Yeah, I must say that, you know, having the radio on scan mode, every once in a while, I have to, well, click the push to talk in order to stop the scan mode, and every once in a while, I mess up.
Yeah, my ICOM at home is that way. Another way I can make it stop is by pressing the scan button again, but I'm way too lazy to do that, so I just flip the push to talk, and I try to do it fast enough that none of the repeaters will key up. Usually when I press it, it stops right where I want to talk anyway, but sometimes I'm a little slow.
Yeah, I've been known to stop the scan and start responding to a call and ended up being on the wrong repeater. And then you kind of really have to kind of backpedal.
Oh, yeah, that happens. But anyway, we're headed back to Petoskey today. I got one more modem install to do on a little Trevor's A-band vehicle, and then I got a removal, and then that should be it for the day. The ambition is high this morning. However, we'll see how that stays throughout the day. hopefully it stays high, because I'd really like to get this all done before 5 p.m. and get back to Travers at a decent hour, because I am telling myself I am staying in Petoskey as long as it takes to get that last vehicle done. So I got to be there by 8:30. ETA says 8:11, so it'll be a little early. I think our customer there is supposed to get me that next vehicle there at 8:30. I'll be there a little early, so hopefully he's there early too, because I can get a bit of an early start. But we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the time again of the year when you don't have to drive to work in the dark and drive home in the dark. ACATG here for ID.
And ADMH Mobile. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. Mainly because I don't see a whole lot of the daylight unless, you know, I'm out and about doing service calls all day long, because that's when I see the sun, but it's through a windshield.
Yeah, to see the sun, I have to kind of laugh. I was looking at the Gaylord weather synopsis or whatever on Sunday. They actually said in the blurb, they said, "Hey, look out, this week you might see this bright, shiny orb in the sky that you haven't seen for 6 weeks." I thought that was kind of a funny narrative.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's, I definitely seen a little bit of blue sky, but I would really like to see the sun. That would be kind of nice. So, and a bit more snow, really. I would really like there to be more snow, so that way all of the runs at Boyne can get opened up before this weekend. I planned a trip up there for the weekend to go to the mountain and the highlands, ski them both, and yeah, so that'll be good.
Hey, does One Pass get you into both resorts, or is it separate tickets?
So if you get a season pass, you can go to both. If you do, like, a day lift ticket, it only covers whatever resort you bought the ticket at.
Okay, I kind of paused there. I left the repeater CWID there, at least the one I'm on. But hey, my final comment on the weather, my home weather stations are solar powered, and they haven't had enough sunlight since Thanksgiving, so they're now in what they call battery save mode. So it means they only report every 5 minutes instead of every 10 seconds. Oh well.
I don't really think that's a huge deal, because it's not like the weather is changing all that much this time of year. It's either cloudy, snowing, slightly windy, snowy and windy, or just sadness.
Just sadness. Boy, that's kind of funny, because I'm sure you've heard of SAD, seasonally adjusted disorder or whatever. Sadness. I'll keep that. That'll be the quote for the day.
Yep, definitely heard of that. So, anyway. There you go. All right, Mr. Jim. You have a good day. We're going to keep on driving here. We got an hour and a half until we get to our destination. Well, hour and a half-ish. Any DMH Mobile.
Okay, Mr. Drake, and sometime in the next couple conversations, you'll have to kind of explain to me those codec algorithm changes. I didn't quite understand what you and Joe were talking about over the weekend, so sometime you're going to have to kind of brief me on what all that means. Something AL, something 3 versus, I don't know, whatever they were. Anyhow, they were the codec things. Anyhow, sound trees. Have a safe trip up north and back down. ACFG.
DNH. DNH. On 442.5.
Good morning, Toby.
I found my problem on here. I accidentally shut off the talk around or the repeater thing. I finally figured it out. I went, whoops, I shut off the repeater, didn't notice it.
Yeah, when you have it on talk around, it's not going to go through the repeater.
Yeah, I know it. So now it's working again. That's why I told you I found my problem. I looked at it and looked at another one and whoops. Yeah. But, no, it's working, so it's not going. I noticed the delay is a little on here now, too.
You dropped out a little bit there. You said, is it a little better or a little worse?
The delay is a lot less. It's a lot better. I don't have the delay on here like I did.
Oh, interesting. I don't recall changing anything to change the latency, so that's kind of cool, I guess. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. But that's cool that it, I guess, fixed itself.
Yes, it has. I have to wait a second while I key up because I have bleeps going here on the signal, so I have to wait. But no, it's working. It's just, you know, I'm still learning this radio, Drake. I like it, but it's got a couple of things I don't like, but oh well, it's working. That's the main part.
Well, as long as it's working for you and doing what you needed it to do. There you go. And it's getting you on the network here. And it seems to be working pretty good right now, so you haven't, I mean, you've had a couple of, like, dropouts there, but it's little dropouts and you came right back. So, and it really, I'm looking at the dashboard right now and your bit error rate's pretty good. It's 1.3%. And I would only start getting concerned once it hits about 2.3% or more. That's when it gets kind of rocky.
Right, and then, like, when I left on the key, like, when you let up, you can tell there's a courtesy tone or something going because it does a quick squelch thing there. Yeah, but no, it's working. That's the main part, you know. Yeah, no, it's good to have this back going because get into one site or another, so there you go. Okay, Drake, yeah, we'll get this programmed up. I know we need we'll talk to you and have a safe trip up and back, and we'll catch you later. NEDMH, KCA, VSU, 73.
Very good, Toby. You have a wonderful day, and yeah, we'll get that 2-6 site at Munson figured out with the receive, and then I think there's rumors of another site coming online soon that you might be able to use if the receive issues at 2-6 at the Munson site can't be really remedied. So I'm not saying much yet, but once the plans are solidified, then I'll put the word out. So have a good one. Good to hear your radio going again. 73. NEDMH mobile.
Okay, Drake. Talk to you later.
WDADX mobile 1-4. Good morning.
Who let you find a microphone this morning?
No one lets me do anything. So if I just don't do it, it just doesn't happen.
But you still did it anyway.
My point exactly. What are you doing going north again? What are you up to now?
So instead of just doing one modem install, they ended up wanting to do all three. And I've got the one remaining, and then I've got a removal to do, and then I'm done.
Oh, exciting. Exciting. Yeah, I'm programming. That's my excitement. I am programming. Got that. One of their last ones there that I've got to get finished set up. And I got to get all the buttons working and all the matrices and, yep, try to match it with the forge that they've got.
Well, do you have a code plug? Oh, I imagine you have a file for the forge. But I was going to say, if you need it, I can send it to you.
Oh, yeah, I've got extensive files for their forge. I had that one forge that was giving me all the issues, so I was trying all kinds of different things. So I got all kinds of files, but now that's the problem I've got is everything I've got is set up for the forge, so I have to go in and duplicate it for a Chevy. And funny thing is, I think this is the only Chevy they got, so I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, but I have no idea what vehicle I'm doing removal on. So, I guess I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I think the vehicle's already down here. They brought it down, or they brought a vehicle down here that we did a removal on. In fact, Bill finished it up yesterday.
I believe there was two.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Just make sure you leave the cage and everything up there. Hi. Oh, heck. But anyway, yeah. And then once I get this finished program, then I've got to inventory my company truck and all my company equipment. So that's exciting.
Have fun with that. I don't think I've got time slotted for that this week. We'll see what happens. Because tomorrow I got to run over to Alpena and get all the repeater stuff taken care of, and then I've got a couple mobile installs to do over in Lafarge, Alpena. And then Thursday is going to be, Thursday is programming radios, and then State Tech's coming over in the afternoon to get all the keys loaded on them. And I don't know what Friday is after, but what's the Friday yet?
I'm just worried about today. My schedule changes on a day-to-day basis, so I don't keep track of it anymore. You know, it might say on the calendar what I'm doing, but we all know it's a 50-50 chance that's actually going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I know what my schedule is right now, but I know for sure that could change any second.
There you go. Oh, heck. But anyway. Well, I see Rick's on the road. He's almost exactly even with you, right there across the water there.
That's funny. I imagine he's probably taking Karen Highway, so he might end up in front of me or behind me.
Yeah, that's a pretty good chance he's going to be one of them. I guess there is a chance that he just catches you right in the middle, but, I mean, that wouldn't be a good thing.
No.
All depends if I decide to stop at the stop sign or not.
I'll give you $10 if you play tag.
Hey, behave on Karen Highway, you guys.
Just looking to give you something to do, Toby. 7 QMD Mobile.
I'm just trying to figure out who let Toby out of this cage. Go ahead.
It's too early in the morning for me to get out of the house. I didn't even have my full cup of coffee yet. Go ahead there, Drake.
I'm not finished with my cup of coffee yet. I'm just north of Elk Rapids. I need more coffee. I see Mr. Rick is about 3 miles away from me, so this might be close.
Okay, I should be out of the 1-4 dead spot here by Veronica Valley. Oh, all I know is I'm ready to get my caffeine for the morning.
Yeah, Jeff's got to make his daily pit stop.
Hey guys, have fun. I'm going to get it out of here and switch over to the 86. It's a little better for me. So, talk to you later. 73 WGATX. Do it, bud.
Yeah, have a good one, Jeff. We'll probably catch you later. Hey, GMH Mobile. We're cruising along and listening.
KI7QMD Mobile. Northbound. Almost to the Cairn Highway. So, whether I show up in front of you or behind you, Drake, depends a lot on the guy in front of me, whether he goes straight or takes a right at the Oasis.
Okay. I am just about going, just about past the roadside park here. Matter of fact, I'm passing the sign right now. So, not far away.
Okay, I put the money on Drake. He'll pass 31 and Cairn before you get up there, Rick. KCAZSU.
KI7QMD Mobile. So this is the back, eh? I have control of the accelerator.
That also makes two of us.
I'm officially on the Cairn Highway with a clear line of sight.
Alright, we'll see what happens because traffic is moving along pretty good here on 31.
And I can probably guess right about where Drake is. He's almost probably to Campbell Road right now.
Yeah, I'm just crossed Campbell Road right now. I just got another beacon from Rick and it looks like he's a mile and a half south of me.
I got my answer. He'll pass 31 in Cairn before Rick even gets to it.
I certainly hope so because I'm passing it right now.
I guess I know my area better than I thought I did. Yeah, Drake could meet right on the Winners, down Cornline, went to Cairn, went to a guy's house on off Cherry Avenue and got himself a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I could have, but I don't have the time for that right now.
Hey, that's okay, that's okay. We're just talking here. Let's see. Okay, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I got some stuff I'm going to do. I'm going to watch some a TV show here. So talk to you guys later. KCAZSU.
Enjoy your TV show, Mr. Colby. And Rick, have you made it on the 31 yet?
I have not. I have, looks like I'm still almost parallel to your computer.
Yep. You're going to get stuck behind quite a line of traffic.
Okay, I can get a glimpse at the stop sign on the 31.
Oh, yeah, so you're definitely about a mile and a half behind me.
KI7QMD Mobile, officially on the 31. The gentleman in front of me on Cherry Avenue kind of put me behind, but anyway, it was kind of fun. Good morning, where are you off to, Drake?
We're off to Petoskey this morning. Got to do a modem install and a removal on a car, and that's it for the day.
This 2-6 is clicking along pretty good. I don't know if it was the weekend or Sunday or whatever, you were toying around with the tones, I guess, because it was chirping and bleeping left and right for a while.
Yeah, that was on Sunday. The whole repeater was down. The computer that actually runs the repeater itself decided to take a nap, so we replaced it with another one that doesn't get, well, that hopefully won't get tired. So, anyway. And it seems to be receiving okay right now, probably because that fan is, that exhaust fan that's sitting next to the antenna is off.
Yeah, it's been doing pretty good. It sounds good. So, I was down at the bottom of Torch Lake when I first started listening in on you guys. I was receiving on the 1.9 and the 2.6 back and forth. I was surprised the 1.9 was reaching down in there that far.
I didn't quite catch that. I had something else turn on here in the vehicle, and I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Well, I was saying when I first started out this morning down the bottom end of Torch Lake, I was picking you guys up on the 1.9 and the 2.6 back and forth. That was kind of trading hand in hand.
Yeah, if the antennas on the 1.9 were on the south side of the tower or just at the top without the tower. Oh, really actually just stood off of the tower another 2 feet or so. That thing would have much better south coverage. But those antennas are pretty close to the tower, and they're on the north side, so it really favors the north and not so much the south. I really noticed a difference with the APRS at that site, which has an antenna that's on the east side of the tower, and it stood off the tower about 3-4 feet. It's got one of those big standoffs, and it works significantly better to the south.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, it was coming in pretty clear this morning, so it was about equal the signal of the 2.6 when you guys were talking. My radio could decide which one to receive, so it was going back and forth, but interesting. It definitely doesn't get strong until I'm getting closer to Charlevoix, usually when I'm driving, but I only got a quarter wave, I think, going on here, so, but anyway, so off to Petoskey. I'm into Charlevoix today. Harbor Springs tomorrow and the next day, and I'm down in Traverse City on Friday.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I'm over to Alpena tomorrow. That's going to be an early morning. Potentially pretty long day, and then Thursday I'm at the shop, and I don't know what's going on Friday yet. But here's another thing, is that schedule is potentially changed, so I don't know yet. I guess I'm going to have to wait and find out if it actually stays that way. So, anyway, yeah, your quarter wave's doing pretty good. I've got a half wave on the work van, and I think another thing that's really helping is that all the leaves are off the trees. So that's definitely helping with the signals right now.
Yeah, I have definitely seen a difference since the leaves are shed. Oh, boy. I got a DOT physical on Friday. And I'm now a little early. Maybe I'll buzz over by your shop, as I've got nothing to do if anybody's over there, I'll see what happens. I haven't been over there yet. I keep threatening to go over and say hi to Jeff. But we'll see what happens. You guys are probably going to be out anyway. So, I'm going to get back to driving here. Wish you luck at Petoskey today, and hope your schedule stays smooth. I'm going to get back to driving, and probably got to make a few phone calls and check on some stuff anyway. So, KI7 QMD 73, Drake, we'll catch up with you later, sir.
Sounds good, Mr. Rick. You have a good one. Maybe we'll catch you on the return trip today.